All right, wrestling fans, it is Southern Dynamite, and it is Wednesday, so we are coming to you with Pro Wrestling America from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. And the one contract signing that we have is a contract extension from my personal bodyguard, Bubba Ray Dudley, for another 4 months in the PWA. And tonight we have a great match. Five big matches. Two big title matches. Television title on the line as Nightmare Ken Wayne defends against Jimmy Golden. The Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Honky Tonk Man defends the title against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. An elimination match featuring Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, Ravishing Rick Rude, Gentleman Chris Adams, and Italian Stallion facing off against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, Chris Candido, Leaping Lanny Poffo, and Mance Warner. This all comes a little bit from last week's matchups, but again, just a great time to have an elimination Survivor Series style match going on. And then again, we will have Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against David Von Erich. Maybe I have found a way this week to keep David in the ring for somebody to either get the pin or a submission and not more of this count out crap. But we'll have to see how that match goes out. First match on the card, television title on the line. Nightmare Ken Wayne defending the title against Jimmy Golden. And Jimmy and Ken have a good match. Jimmy gets the upper hand rather early. Ken tries to get back into it, but Jimmy gets the pin and the title with a brain buster in a time of 6 minutes, 17 seconds. Your new television champion, Jimmy Golden. Next match has Special Delivery Jones and TD Steele facing off against Rough and Ready, the former American Tag Team Champions, looking to have a bit of a bump back since losing those titles. And they have a very quick match, where they get the pin when Steele nails Ruff with a flying crossbody in a time of 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Your winners are Special Delivery Jones and TD Steele. Second title match on the card. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Honky Tonk Man defending against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And Honky Tonk Man and Daniels have the best singles match of the night. There were plenty of great moments for both wrestlers. Honky Tonk Man thought he had the match won with the shake, rattle, and roll, but Daniels kicked out just before the three count. Honky Tonk Man raises his hand thinking that he has won the match. As he starts to leave the ring, Daniels grabs him from behind. He whirls Honky Tonk Man around in an airplane spin before dropping him with a face buster to get the pin in a time of 18 minutes, 33 seconds. Your winner and new Illinois heavyweight champion, Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, in a time of 18 minutes, 33 seconds. Next match, Bubba Ray Dudley versus the monster heel, David Von Erich. In the latest chapter of the feud between David and myself, I make the match between David and Bubba a cage match. When David complains about not being an animal that needs to be caged, I up the ante. Not only will it be a cage match, but the top of the cage will be electrified so that David has nowhere to run. Pinfall or submission inside the cage. None of this escaping the cage nonsense to win the match. Pin your opponent, make him submit, do something. And so the cage gets put up. The electricity flows through the top of the cage. And David and Bubba tear into each other from the opening bell. David tries to climb over the cage, but the electricity stops him. Bubba tries to take advantage, but he misses a splash up against the cage wall. And David takes advantage from there, brutalizing Bubba throughout the match, using the cage, the turnbuckles, everything that he can, because, well, that's what a cage match is there for. Finally pinning Bubba with a tombstone pile driver, yelling out the Undertaker's name, and getting the pin in a time of 16 minutes, 11 seconds. Your winner is David Von Erich. He grabs the mic as the cage door is open and demands that I come into the cage with him. He wants to take care of this feud once and for all. And of course, I don't show up. I mean, I'm 5'10", 215. David is like 6'4", 6'5". Probably still the same 265. And it's like, no, I'm not getting in there. In a cage with an animal like the Monster Heel? No. So I just leave him to be unanswered. And so that, of course, causes him to then grab Bubba Ray by the hair and then nail him on top of the head with the microphone before leaving the ring, stomping back to the dressing room. So now we get to the main event of the night. Elimination match with Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, Ravishing Rick Rude, Gentleman Chris Adams, and Italian Stallion facing off against Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer, Chris Candido, Leaping Lanny Poffo, and Mance Warner. On one side of the ring, you have Sunshine for her tag team. On the other side, you have Nathaniel Whitlock for his tag team and J.J. Dillon for his tag team. And it seems like everybody wants to get involved with the match. 60-minute time limit for this elimination match. And it looks like it's going to be a quick match as the first fall goes to Rick Rude, eliminating Mance Warner with the Rude Awakening in a time of 2 minutes 54 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. I read that backwards on my notes. It's actually Mance Warner getting the pin on Rick Rude with the knee pad up, knee pad down in a time of 2 minutes 54 seconds. Next fall has Chris Candido being eliminated by Austin Idol in a time of 8 minutes 31 seconds. Although Candido tried to fight his way out of the Las Vegas leg lock, his teammates tried their best to drag him over to the ropes to break it up. The referees, because we have both Tommy Young and David Manning in there, make sure to keep the interference from the sidelines out. And Chris Candido finally has to submit. About 8 minutes later, it's Mance Warner laying flat on his back after Austin Idol pile drives him in the middle of the ring to get the pin in a time of 16 minutes, 9 seconds. Then very quickly after that, Buzz Sawyer gets eliminated by Italian Stallion after a vicious clothesline off the middle rope and then into a sleeper that eventually Buzz just can't get out of. So now we have a classic overmatch as you have Leaping Lanny Poffo on one side. On the other side, you have the World Heavyweight Champion Austin Idol. You have Gentleman Chris Adams, and you have the Italian Stallion. And Poffo tries to go after all three of them, tries to make himself the sole survivor. But eventually it is Chris Adams pinning him with the super kick in a time of 24 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winners and survivors, Austin Idol, Gentleman Chris Adams, and Italian Stallion. Sunshine gets up into the ring and celebrates with her men. Rick Rude comes back down skulking because he is the only member of the team that gets eliminated. So he's not happy with that. But they all celebrate their win, and the crowd goes crazy. Now, what's with the couple of short cards? Sometimes it's just to make sure we have the idea that you don't have to have 25 matches on a card to be able to make it a good card. You can have 5 and have some really good matches. I mean, tonight we had 2 titles change hands in very good matches. You had the elimination match. You had the electrified cage match. I mean, you don't need to have a ton of matches to have some great action. But again, sometimes that does help you a lot. As we'll see next week as we get back to more of a regular 9-10 card or 9-10 match card setup as we come from Young Arena in Iowa with some of the stars from Hawkeye Championship Wrestling. But that's next week As for this week, we're all done. The Monster Heel got to finish a match. Or, well, he stayed to finish a match because he couldn't get out. And so then, what's going to happen between himself and myself? Come back next week and you'll find out. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, and the Wrestling with Theology podcast. Come back for the theological side of it. Come back also for Pro Wrestling America as we come back next week.